Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. What a long, strange growing season it's been. Heat, rain, all at the wrong time. And it makes you wonder how things are going down on the Maryland farm. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, it's not hard to get answers if you shop at our local farmers markets. As you know, you've been going and talking to these guys.
Yeah, it's rough. You can even see it when you're walking around the market. This time of year, you'd expect to see sort of huge cornucopias of a variety of different things. And, you know, unfortunately, what you're seeing are kind of half-empty tables.
Yeah, they've been going through their fields, picking out anything that they could bring to market.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's a lot of rotten produce and fruit
the wet summer, the really wet summer, even prevented them from getting out there and planting things
exactly.
That would be coming in. Even as it dried out, they just couldn't get out there and plant because it was just so wet, the tractor just sinks in the mud.
No, they couldn't. I ran into Secretary of Agriculture, Joe Bartenfeller, who is a farmer.
Yeah.
And he appears at the markets all the time. He sells stuff. He says he's never seen a growing season like this.
I believe it.
In his entire life.
Yeah, I believe it.
Joan Norman of One Straw Farm.
Yeah.
I said, hi, Joan, how's it going? And she's usually a very sunny, upbeat person. And this mask of sadness and despondency came over her face. She could say it was horrible, a disaster.
Yeah. I mean, we had a very bad year for apples at my farm, too. And I don't have to worry about making a living. I feel so worried for these guys who literally make a living on this one crop a year type of situation. They have to be sort of really getting nervous about what's going to be like going into the fall.
Well, yeah. I talked to Tom Albright.
Yeah.
And he's a Baltimore County farmer. And he said, I've got stuff I can bring to market. I'm running out of it. But we're going to have stuff in the market for the next few weeks. What we're not going to have is anything in November or December.
Right. All those sort of green crops, kale and stuff that they would have been sowing seeds for maybe a couple of weeks ago when it was so wet. That would have been sort of growing even up through the snow, as we've talked about some of these things. They're not going to be there this year because they just couldn't get out there and plant them.
That's right. Joe Bartenfelder was talking about the way farmers think. They think in terms of time slots.
Yeah.
That if this doesn't work out, I've got this to fall back on.
Yeah, yeah.
And this year, all of those slots got clobbered.
I know.
And one of the real problems is that traditionally in our region, the Mid-Atlantic, if one region has a tough time, they can source from outside the state.
Sure, sure.
But usually they go to the Carolinas or Georgia here in Maryland. They were wiped out.
Of course.
By Florence,
hurricane. Yes, yeah. So that's not even an option.
It's not an option.
But there is stuff there. I was at the market.
There is.
I mean, I saw some beautiful honey nut squash. There are still some cherry tomatoes. There are peas. There are beans. I mean, there are things there. I mean, go to the market, and that's the thing. It's right
go
now.
Go to the market and buy.
And get these guys some money. Go buy as much as you can right now.
That was what Joe said. It's important to do that. Now, I will say, Cynthia Sebastian of Gardeners Gourmet said it's going to be a really good year for greenhouses.
Anyone greenhouse. Some of the hydroponic guys, there were some beautiful lettuces, romaine, baby butter lettuce. Yes, it covered in the greenhouse. These guys are going to have plenty of stuff. Hydroponic berries, those guys were looking real good.
And she said, for what reason, she doesn't know, but cauliflower and broccoli weathered the storm.
Yeah, I saw a bunch in her stand.
So it's just, there are a few little bright spots, but not many. But to echo what Joe Bartenfelder said, support your Maryland farmers right now.
Let's
put some money in their pocket, and it'll help them weather the storm. It's so important. It's just vitally important to do that. Well, I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.